Hello, Judith?
Here I am.
Okay, excellent. So at this time, the service end date is for ne July 31st.
July 31st, not June 31st.
Just July, correct. I can still place this order for you,
Yeah.
and what will happen is you'll receive a call back closer to that time schedule
Okay.
so that we
Okay.
can schedule an installation date. So we can still continue with the I guess with the order processing, and once that time frame comes around, we can give you a call to schedule an installation.
Okay.
Okay.
And I
So
want to have the installation as soon as possible. So don't wait, if get me scheduled as soon as you can.
okay. Excellent. So continuing on, do you rent or do you own the property, ma'am?
I rent.
You rent. Okay. And what is the property owner's name?
Bill Clark with an E at the end of Clark.
Okay. Do you know his email or phone number?
William J. Clark. I don't know his phone. Let me hold on a second.
Yeah, no problem.
His it's I don't I'm I'll give you his son's phone number, who now manages the property, but I have to find it. And no worries, Mars. Fine, let me see. Yes, I was going to text you. Okay. His son, whose name is also Bill Clark, is 845-546-6743.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you just to make sure I got it right. 845-456-67.
No. 546.
546.
6743.
Okay, got it. So I'm going to read that back to you once again. Eight four
Yep.
five five four six 6743.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No, same
No.
thing.
Same. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to write down your contact information. If I recall, you said your name was Judith, correct?
Yep, Judith Johnson, Johnson.
Okay. What's a good email for you, Ms. Johnson?
Judith Johnson 118
Okay.
at gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. Okay. And now at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging, email, or phone with important information like installation appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages or any of these communications, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, so text. What's a good primary phone number, Ms. Johnson, for you?
My primary phone number is 845-516-5044. That's the landline that you're taking on.
Okay. 845-516-5044.
But if you want to text me, I have to give you my cell.
Okay.
You ready?
Give me one second here. Ready.
917 757-8927.
927. Okay. Okay, so just to do a summary of your order, today we chose a 1 gig fiber internet package. We chose a standard phone line. You'd like to keep your current phone number, and the current phone number being 845-516-5044.
Yep.
And the service address is 70 Livingston Street, Apartment 2, in Rhinebeck, New York, zip code 12572. And you said you owned, you said you rented from the property owner named Bill Clark. And his address, his phone number is 845-546-6743.
Yes.
This is correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check today, Ms. Johnson?
What is involved in a credit check?
We just need your address, your name, and your social security number.
God, I don't like giving my social security number to people.
No, I get that. I understand.
So the $50 is what, a security deposit?
Yep, it's a deposit.
And how long do you hold that? The whole time that I have the service, or do you refund that as in the first month?
That's a great question. So, for example, if you decide to cancel service in the future, that deposit would go to any outstanding balances.
Right, but I mean, I'm somebody who pays all their bills. I just don't like giving out my social security number.
Yeah, I get that, Ms. Johnson.
But I also don't like giving you $50 for something that I know I don't need because I know I pay my bills, you know? So I kind of resent that. I mean, can't you do a credit check on me by just knowing my name and phone number?
No, the system doesn't allow me to do that.
Okay. I hate this. I'm not giving out my Social Security.
Okay, that's understandable, Ms. Johnson. No problem. So will you want to pay the 50 deposit, the deposit?
I have no choice, do I?
Mm-mm.
Do I have any choice?
No, ma'am. It's the credit check or the deposit.
Let me give you $50. I hate this, but here we go. So now you need a credit card number?
Correct.
Are you ready?
Give me 1 second here. The routing number?
What do you mean the routing number?
Give me
I'm
one
giving
second.
You a credit card number.
It doesn't ask me for the credit card number. It's asking me for a routing number and account number.
I'm not... There's something wrong with your whole system here. I don't understand this. You want me to pay you $50? I'm happy to give you a credit card number. You can charge me the $50. I am not giving you a routing number to my checking account for access forever. You know, it's like I don't understand what you're doing. I'm about ready to give up on this.
Just give me 1 second, Ms. Johnson. Let me just do some research on my end, see if we can do something about it.
I'm not giving my credit card, I'm not giving a routing number to my checking account, and I'm not giving my social security number. No. Not to set up service for internet. No.
I understand that. Give me 1 second, Ms. Johnson. Just bear with me here. Give me one second, Ms. Johnson.
So you're typing an email to somebody who can make a decision, correct?
I'm speaking with my team to see what we can do in this case, Ms. Johnson. And I understand your concerns about, you know, providing your social security number or your card information. It's very important to keep stuff like this private. And it's completely valid, your hesitation. Let me just do more research here. Give me, Ms. Johnson, do you mind if I place one or 2 minute hold once again?
Go ahead.
Okay.